The dry bean scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC. Dry edible bean planting and emergence is progressing across North Dakota and Minnesota. In the most recent crop progress report in North Dakota, dry edible bean plantings were at 83%, with 26% emerged. On the Minnesota side, 81% were planted, with 46% emerged. NDSU Extension plant pathologist Sam Markell says a combination of warm temperatures and moisture will make those beans pop out of the ground. However, there are some concerns.
You know, when people get moisture in the season, especially right after planting, they start to think about root rots. But if we can get those beans out of the ground quickly, I think that helps alleviate some of that pressure. As a general rule in the state last year, in the growing region too, we were fairly dry. There's a few things that we don't want to forget about. You know, a dry year can be an anomaly, but some of the disease pressure that you might see later in the season, like white mold, those sclerotias survive for many, many years. So if we go back to kind of a cooler, wetter, more normal pattern, we want to make sure we don't forget about those diseases as we progress in the season.
Markell adds there are conditions growers should watch to be proactive in combating white mold.
If you get wet soils and before bloom, those sclerotia are going to germinate and start popping out spores right away. And if you have the wet soil and the cool conditions and get some rain when those blooms are popping in mid-July, you're at risk for white mold. So if the conditions line up, that's when you might want to pull the trigger on a fungicide application. And if you're rotating back into a field where you've got blitzed with white mold, you want to really be careful with that.
And that's been the dry bean scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC.